Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with intuitive author and Hay House radio host Sonia Choquette about the simple steps to making our own lives better than we might have imagined from her book, The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit. Sonia will also be giving away a free online course valued at $219 later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Well, what a wonderful weekend I had. As you may remember, I was an exhibitor at the Portland Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, along with my friend and business numerologist, Marcia Bench. Marcia and I shared a booth where we each did readings. We did 10-minute long readings. She was doing numerology and I was doing tarot. And over the 2 days, I did more than 30 readings, which is a lot. And especially when you're just doing little 10-minute increments and people are kind of piling up, it felt a little hectic and fast-paced, but it was really a lot of fun. I also did an hour-long workshop at the expo where I taught people how to calculate their soul and personality archetypes and their growth year archetype in the tarot, which is the growth year is the year that you're currently in right now between birthdays. And I'd forgotten how much fun it is to work with a group of people. I hadn't done a workshop in over a year, and so I really enjoyed that. That was really a lot of fun. Next week on Monday's show at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, I'll be doing an entire show on tarot. I'll be teaching you what I taught in the workshop this past weekend, and I'll also be doing live readings for callers during the show. So this is a show that you don't want to miss listening to live. So be sure and mark your calendars for next Monday, April 29th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And if you have trouble remembering to tune in live to hear the shows you most want to hear, have I got a deal for you. As of last week, I'm sending out a weekly email newsletter with the upcoming guests, audio archives of recent shows, plus access to written transcripts from previous shows. And I know sometimes it feels like we don't have time to listen for the entire hour, and being able to kind of skim the written transcript will get you to the right info you're looking for quickly. And the transcripts are only available through the weekly email. If you're interested in getting that weekly email, you can sign up by going to thelauralongleyshow.com, and in the right sidebar at the top, you'll see a heading that says Radio Show Newsletter, and you just click there, you put in your email address, and you'll start receiving those every Friday for what's coming up in the previous week, what's coming up in the next week, and the archives from the previous week as well as the transcripts from the previous week. Also, during this week's light bulb moment at the end of the show, I'll share with you what happened when I started coming down with a cold last Thursday. So be sure to stay tuned and find out, and for tips on different way to deal with physical illness. Well, Sonia's been patiently waiting as I've gone through all these announcements, so let me introduce you to her. or her to you, I guess is actually the way it is. Sonia Choquette is a world-renowned visionary, intuitive consultant, and revolutionary teacher. She's known for her ability to elevate people's awareness out of a five-sensory paradigm of limitation and fear and into a six-sensory world of creative possibility and personal power. A highly trained intuitive with extensive background in the mysticism of East and West, Sonia was educated at the University of Denver and at the Sorbonne in Paris and holds a PhD in metaphysics. Sonia hosts the weekly radio show Trust Your Vibes on Hay House Radio and is the best-selling author of 8 books. And today we're going to be talking with Sonia about her book, The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit. Let's welcome Sonia to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show. It's really fun to have an author and personality that I have familiarity with over quite a few years. And so it's really fun to get to talk to you in person.
Thank you.
So let's just dive right into talking a little bit about the book, because I love the title of it, at least the first part, The Answer is Simple. And the next piece says, love yourself. And I know that a lot of us don't find that to be very easy, to love ourselves. So say a little bit about what we can do that makes that more simple.
Well, first of all, I like to begin by helping people understand that the self that we're talking about is your authentic self. It's the beautiful spirit that was breathed into your body when you took your first breath and brought you to this incredible light. And this particular time, it's really important for us all to know that that first breath, that first energy is your spirit, and it is absolutely divine and holy. So love that. Love that divine self. Love that spark of life in you that's unique and unlike any other expression on the planet. Recognize that the personality that you are is a contrived self. It is a self that was made up to respond to a scary world and a world that required that we needed their approval. So we had to kind of adjust and morph and shift. And with each one of those choices along the way, took just a little step away from our true nature. So love yourself is to step back into your true nature. And that comes by taking a breath and just stepping back into your heart. And you can get in touch with that self by just remembering what you love. What makes you happy? What makes you smile? What makes you forget yourself? Or in other words, forget your personality for a
right,
minute.
Right, right.
And just feel the goodness of life being good to you. So this is an important time for all of us to know that our true self can't be improved upon. Our true
right.
authentic nature is just a beautiful, holy expression. But what we can improve is our awareness of that, our appreciation of that, our allowing of that. That is really very much the thing that we need to begin to reconnect with. Is, am I being myself? Am I being who I really am? Am I being my authentic self? And for a lot of people, a lot of people just are new at even considering.
Right, right.
That there's a deeper authentic self. They're just, they maybe haven't been introduced to the idea. Maybe they haven't felt safe enough. But it's the self that loves without self-consciousness.
Right. So what exercises do you suggest for people who are just kind of getting in touch with that whole idea that there is this other part of themselves that maybe they don't even really haven't met before, maybe, or don't remember having met before? What do you suggest
express.
For them?
Well,
to
what
help?
I think is that, like I said a moment ago, one of the quickest ways to remember which actually means to call back, to remember your true self, is to begin to think about and name out loud what you love, what brings you joy, what makes you giggle, what makes you forget yourself or forget that self that's self-conscious and insecure and untrusting and that feels unsafe. And so we name what we love out loud. That's a wonderful thing to help us get back in touch with our authentic self. Another way to get back in touch with our authentic self is to do one of those things or engage in one of those things that you love. Just thinking about it, naming it is a huge step forward. But a second step forward is to actually get involved in one of those things. For example, I love walking along the Chicago lakefront. Well, we'll actually go for that walk. And here's a little clue, and do it without guilt.
Right.
Know that it's good to, and that, you know, one of my teachers once said to me, the best thing you can do for this planet is be happy. So if you can have that 20 minutes walk that you're happy, or you can, you maybe you like to read a book, you can just sit and read your novel, or maybe you like to play with the dog, or maybe you like to dance to your favorite music, or maybe you like to sing and play the piano, or just do one of those things, even for 10 minutes. Because we really do get disconnected from who we really are,
right?
Because we don't show up to the things we love.
Well, and I know we get this laundry list of all the things that we need to do, we should do, we're supposed to do, we're expected to do, and those don't have anything to do with it.
Right. It's interesting, Laura. I was teaching a workshop this weekend, Ask Your Guides, and I brought a woman up on stage, and I was asking her to really connect with her feelings and really look at the class, and I kept saying, how do you feel? And she would kind of do a drive-by look. You can just tell that wasn't a real connected gaze. That
right.
wasn't a connection. And I worked with her for a few minutes, and finally she looked at me. She goes, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh.
And I said, that's it. You're not supposed to do anything, and you're just invited to be yourself.
Right.
And she said, I have never been invited to be myself before in my life.
Yeah.
Ever. So we have to help ourselves and one another by having a gentle approach.
Absolutely. So we need to take a break right now. So when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about the 10 steps just in general that you talk about in the book. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear more about Sonia's book, so stay tuned.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sonia Choquette. And before we talk more about Sonia's book, The Answer is Simple, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find you, Sonia. So can you give like website, other information?
Well, anybody who wants to find me can come to my website, which is my name. I'll spell it S-O-N-I-A. choquette.com. Or if that's a little too hard, my other website address, which comes to the same place, is trustyourvibes.com.
So
and then trustyourvibes.com or soniachoquette.com. And if they come, if you come to my website, I have a wonderful package of free good vibes gifts. I have an ebook, free channeled meditation that I've done, video lesson, an inspirational song to keep your spirit up. It's some wonderful things. So please do come and visit.
And they can find your books there as well.
Yes, absolutely. They can find my books. They can find online courses. They can book a personal appointment with me. They can find my events around the world. so many things. So I really encourage everybody to just at least come have a look.
Yeah.
SoniaShowkat.com and avail yourself to the free gifts, because it'll help get you back in touch with your spirit, and it would make me very happy to be able to support that for you.
Yes, yes. So speaking of getting back in touch with your spirit, let's go back to the book, and I just want to kind of back up a step because I dove right into it, and I know that you lay out 10 steps in the book. And can you just kind of walk through those steps very briefly, each of them, so people get a sense for what it is that they would learn in the book?
Well, the book is really about easy principles that help you tune into and really reconnect with your most authentic self. And they're invitations. I like to tell my students, consider them invitations for you to remember yourself. And the first of those is to recognize your spirit. To recognize means to recognize or to bring to your conscious mind. And to recognize your spirit means, you know, if you want to start recognizing your spirit, it actually begins with your breath. You know, and here's a wonderful little step you can take. Just take a breath, open your jaw enough that you hear a little slight click in your ear,
mm-hmm.
and then inhale, and then and you feel such a wave that goes through your body of just, it's like a cleansing. It quiets the mind. It cleanses and nourishes the cells. And that is your spirit. And that is, to begin to know that spirit, as you connect to it, gives you life. It's the pulse. It's the life force. It's what they call the pneuma. And to begin to see yourself not as your personality. Here's another easy way to recognize it. See your spirit as the sun, filling up every part of your being, your cells, your bones, your mind, your emotions, your thoughts, just being filled from the inside out with the sun. And see your life experiences as an eclipse, like the moon blocking the sun temporarily. And so we don't look at the eclipse and say, that's me. We just say, oh, those are my experiences passing over and temporarily blocking the sun, but it'll pass. But the sun never stops.
Right.
And that's a really wonderful way to begin to work with that. And then the next thing to do is to really welcome your spirit and think about welcoming your spirit like you're welcoming a guest into your home. You welcome your spirit into your body. And you don't yell at the guest when they walk in the door. You know, you don't criticize your guest. You don't shame your guest. You when you have a guest, usually you embrace the guest with your best. So this is a lovely way to think about the spirit coming in as your holy guest. And so by really recognizing and welcoming your spirit, I invite my students to start naming things about themselves that they know to be true and that they love. For example, I know I'm a teacher, and I love that about me.
Right, right.
And I know I uplift spirits, and I'm a very good guide, and I love that. What do you know about yourself, Laura, that is true and that you love about your spirit?
Well, I would say one of mine is the same as yours, which is I do feel like I am a teacher. I'm a good teacher. And that one of the things I love is that I use my own experiences to help other people feel like, oh, I'm not the only one who has felt like this, and that maybe that they can get through an experience easier because I've been through it myself.
Don't you just love that about your beautiful spirit, that it is available to the world like that?
Absolutely, I do.
And I believe that we're not ever encouraged to acknowledge our spirit. Oh, we're not encouraged to recognize or even reflect our spirit. A lot of us who have, you know, various religious backgrounds tell us to play small and be filled with shame.
Exactly.
And so we may have to go shake off some of that and say, well, that isn't me. I was born pure and holy and good, and my spirit came in with gifts and blessings.
And it's okay for me to stand up and say, here's what they are.
And acknowledge them, because then you can use them.
Yes.
And another thing that I recommend, step three, is to really know your spirit. And that is that you really start to give yourself the freedom to have clear acknowledgement of what your preferences are and what is good for you and what's not good for you, and have the ability to have comfortable boundaries and say no.
Right.
It's very important. I love community, but I don't love to be in crowded places where there's a lot of alcohol and dark energy. I mean, I just don't go there.
Right.
No judgment, not good for me.
Yeah, right. For you.
You know, that's all just not. And so what? One of my statements I share with my students is, it's not about, oh, that's bad. It's just, that's not for me.
Right.
You know, and that's a healthy boundary. If you're with people who are negative or complaining, you can just have to excuse me. This isn't for me. You know, this isn't for me. And there's no you involved. And so that's a very important step.
To be very focused on knowing what's right
for
you.
Be okay with saying so and making those choices to support that. Be aware of what is good for you and what isn't, and it's unique to you.
Right, exactly. And each person gets to choose that for themselves.
And that is self-love.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
To say, you know, actually, I don't eat meat. That's for me. And another person will say, well, I do. Well, that's for me.
Right.
And that's it. So we don't try to impose or be imposed upon our own unique preferences as spirit beings in human form. We can allow for, and there's a word for that, respect the self, respect others.
Right.
And
on that note, we need to take another break.
Okay, good.
Yes, and I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Sonia about some of the other steps in her book, The Answer is Simple, and Sonia's going to give away a free online course worth $219 when we return. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is intuitive teacher and author Sonia Choquette. And Sonia is now going to give away a free online course that's worth $219 to the first caller. And the number to call is 800-930-2819. And again, that's 800-930-2819. And first caller, you can give your name, email address, phone number to Chrissy. And Sonia, maybe you can just say a little bit about what the course is.
Well, it's just a course to support the help you work through the same principles in my book, The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit.
Oh, great.
And I do, having been a teacher for so long, I know that we work best with a little support and in bite sizes. So it's a beautiful online course, visually very beautiful, takes each of the principles. You can work them one step at a time throughout the course. It just helps you remember and gives you an assignment for the day that just helps you love your spirit, live in the truth of your authentic self. And the best part is when you're done, you can start all over and you can start all over. And
right,
so
right.
You go at your own pace, you learn, and it really does help you capture not just the thought of what we're talking about, but the feeling and the energy of what we're sharing here. So it's been a very beloved course. People who have worked with it have said it's really healed their life. So I'm just excited that I can offer it to someone on the show today.
Well, I'm excited for it too. So again, the number is 800-930-2819. If you want that course from Sonia, 800-930-2819. So let's go back to talking about the book a little bit more. And I know that we're not going to get through all 10 steps because we're just having too much fun talking about it, which is fine. But I know that the next step beyond get to know your spirit is connect with your soul family. And this one I found really interesting in a variety of ways. And what I wanted to ask you about was, so in the book, you talk about your soul family can be people within your actual family of origin, mm-hmm. or it can be people that you just connect with on that spirit level or on the soul level. And my curiosity is, you know, there's this idea about that there are soul families or soul classes that kind of travel through different life incarnations.
That's true.
So you connect with that too.
Absolutely. We find each other again and again. We come in groups and tribes. We meet each other. Some of us, if you think about, you might have met someone in your 20s and in your 50s or 60s. you're still friends, even if maybe you don't see each other very often. And there are others where you have an instant connection. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes you have a soul family member in your actual family of origin. Might not be a sibling or a parent. It might be your aunt, a cousin,
right.
You know. But there are people, and one of the ways you can tell you're with a soul family member is they get you. You know, they just get you. They have a profound and deep capacity to really recognize and understand and believe in you.
Right.
Without a lot of explanation. They have your back. They lift you up. And they also, soul members, soul family also keeps you faithful to yourself. They help remind you who you are. They help remind you to about what you love and about what you're here to really do and where is your true expression of self. So it's really interesting when we go through transitions, such as the many, many people on this planet are going through right now.
Yes.
They often show up, even though we haven't seen them in years.
Oh.
And say, oh, I just had the need, hit to call you or look you up, or, oh, my God, I can't believe we found each other again here at the drive-thru in Starbucks. And, you know, however delightfully it's orchestrated, there are people that will be in your life that will say, I know you. I know who you really are, what you really love, what you really care about, what your real spirit is. And those are the people that mirror you back to you while you try to pull more of that out and live that more fully day to day. It's very difficult to live our full authentic expression of who we are when we're isolated and by ourselves.
Yes, yes. And yeah, I'm just thinking of how this applies in my own life. And, you know, part of what I think about is that it took a while in my life. I'm 55 now, and it took a while before I really, you know, got the idea that there was something beyond, you know, the personality or the ego. And so it makes me think back to, you know, years before I really was conscious of that and who was in my life that maybe is one of those people. And right. I just couldn't even recognize it at the time.
Well, and you know, we're growing. We're like caterpillars in cocoons. Something's happening. And we basically need to not judge ourselves for wherever we are, because who knows, we may feel very right. enlightened now, and in 5 years we're going to look back and go, wow, I didn't know a thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought I had it all figured out then, and I'm still completely learning and growing. So I think that we need to recognize that every one of us is so exactly where we need to be in terms of our soul growth, and mm-hmm. we'll be surrounded by people who will support and help us as we grow through each phase. And sometimes even soul family, interestingly enough, can be people who drive us crazy because they cause us to go deeper.
Oh.
They cause us to go much, much deeper. So it's an important thought to think, well, what if I am learning? And what if I just pay attention to who's around me? What if I just allow myself to trust, but do notice who's lifting me up, who's asking me
right.
to be more of myself, who's inviting me, even if I don't want to hear it? Who's the person who's saying, you know, I think you can do better. I think you can... I think that's not who you, that's not you at your best. That's not who you really are. That's soul family.
Oh.
So
okay, I'll have to think about that too.
Right.
because we do push back, or you know, if we're not ready or think we're not ready.
But those people who touch our soul at that time, I think we need to know that even though they might annoy us at the time, we remember. You see, so
okay.
maybe
yes.
someone's
yes.
challenging you to grow or to do something different. At the time, you might think you're crazy. You're just crazy. And then 3-4 years later, you think, wow, maybe it was me that was a little bit confused. But the point I'm making in all of this is that soul family is never far away.
Okay.
And I'd like to encourage people, because often a big thought right now for a lot of people is that they feel very lonely.
Yes.
And more so alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could just reframe how we're connected and how people are in our lives and trying to connect and be present and be available, perhaps that will change, that loneliness will shift, and we'll begin to see there's a lot of really good people around right now that could be just members of my soul tribe.
Right, right.
I had a client who was so depressed, and she said that one of the things she did, getting through a very painful divorce, and her children were not terribly sympathetic to her need to do that, she hired a piano teacher. And at first she was shy around him, but he turned out to be an angel. Not just teaching her piano, but listening and witnessing her and helping her remember she's wonderful.
Right.
So they're everywhere if we
yes.
just notice.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up the interview, which I think is a great note to wrap up on, to really notice the people that are around us and the goodness and gifts that they bring to us.
Yes.
And I do want to say that Maureen Mandel won the free course from Vancouver, Washington. So I'm so excited for her. And just to close out here, Sonia, I'd love for you to once again tell people how they can find you.
Thank you. Well, I invite everybody to visit my website, which is Sonia Choquette, SONIACHOQUETTE.com. And while you're there, to get sign up on the upper right-hand corner and get the free gifts that I offer. I have a beautiful guided meditation and an e-book called The Pathway to Joy and a free video lesson and just some wonderful things that will keep your spirit uplifted and you bring you back to who you really are.
Well, thank you so much for being on with us today. I learned a lot, and it is just so wonderful to have this perspective.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and love to you and all your guests.
Thanks, Sonia. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will share this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Sonia Choquette, and she generously gave away an online course. And if you didn't win that and you're interested in it, I suggest you go to her site and find out about it. So some other ways to get information on how to get more in touch with spirit, to get unstuck in your life. You can find out more about me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Blue Heron Wisdom. My Twitter is Happy Coach Laura, and I post pretty much daily with ideas and tips and questions for you to think about. And of course, my website is lauralongley.net. Now, I mentioned towards the beginning of the show that the light bulb moment was going to be about this cold that I started coming down with last week. And I like to think that I'm someone who doesn't get sick very often. I am someone who doesn't get sick very often. And I also kind of tend to think that a lot of times when I do get sick, that it isn't about that I was exposed to a virus. It's that there's something else going on for me. So Wednesday night, I kind of started getting this stuffy nose feeling, and it really got worse on one side of my sinus on Thursday. And I knew that I had the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo coming up for the weekend, and I'm like, gosh darn it. I mean, I never want to be sick. I mean, who wants to be sick? But I don't want to get sick right now, a day before I've got all this stuff that I need to do and where I need to really be emotionally and mentally present for those 2 days as well. And it just so happened I had an appointment on Thursday with the energy healer I've been working with. And so we worked on it a little bit, and she made some suggestions about, you know, things to think about that it could be related to. And that reminded me about something that I don't know why I didn't think of this before, because I use this and have used this many, many times in the last 25 years. And that is Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And that book has been out probably, it's probably closer to 30 years now that that book has been out. I think it came out in the late 80s. And in her book, and I'm sure that most of you listening, since you're listening to an alternative talk station, know who Louise Hay is. And Sonia, who was just our guest, is an author through Hay House Publishing and a radio host on Hay House Radio, which is Louise Hay. And her original book that started the whole thing is called You Can Heal Your Life. And the way that this book is laid out is for different ailments, different physical problems, she identifies an underlying emotional issue that is related to it. And then she gives you an affirmation that will help to balance it, is kind of how I like to think about it, balance it out. Well, I know what a cold is, and in my mind, I think about it as being too busy, doing too much. I looked it up in the book today, and what it actually says is too much going on at once. Yeah, I was feeling a little bit hectic getting ready for the expo. Mental confusion disorder. Yeah, I was not ready for the expo, and my mind was kind of like going every which way. And there are a couple of other things it says about having a cold, but those were the two that I really related to. And so what I took from that was that I needed to chill out about this. And in fact, the affirmation that goes along with having a cold is, I allow my mind to relax and be at peace. Clarity and harmony are within me and around me. All is well. Well, I mean, that was the perfect antidote to this state I had kind of been in, where I wasn't feeling frantic, but I was feeling kind of scattered. And I knew there were all these things I needed to get done before I went. And I had to pack all this stuff because it was out of town. And so taking that step back and being able to say, okay, getting all wound up about this is not helping me. In fact, it's making me sick. I need to relax. And in conjunction with that, I also did the physical things that help with a cold. I started taking extra vitamin C and echinacea, and I started using that zinc spray that they tell you to use the first day or two. And last but not least, I got lots of rest. And that was something my energy healer brought up. Because since I was feeling like I had all these things to do, I was not getting as much rest as I needed to. And in the end, what happened is my cold is gone. So I first started feeling the very first piece of this Wednesday night last week. And by yesterday, I basically, not even yesterday, Sunday. By Sunday, I basically had no symptoms anymore. So like 3 days. And so I'm just saying that usually we think of a cold lasting 10 days to 2 weeks. And by going through this process where I noticed, okay, here's what's really creating it for me. And I did some things, both physical things as well as mental emotional things. I was able to kind of short circuit it. So kind of bringing this back in for our light bulb moment, here's how you can deal with it. When you get sick, notice when you're first starting to feel unwell and think about what's going on for you separate from not feeling well physically. Was there something that happened emotionally or mentally, or is there something going on? You can then go and look up whatever's going on for you in Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. Or if you don't have the book, although I recommend you get it, I use it all the time, you can do a really, not even meditate, but just be still for a moment and kind of ask yourself, okay, what's going on for me? What do I need that I'm not allowing myself to have? And give that to yourself. In my case, it was, I wasn't allowing myself to relax. I wasn't allowing myself to have enough rest. And when I gave those things to myself, I wasn't sick anymore. So those are ways that you can take an alternative approach to our typical Western medicine and how we usually do that when we get sick. I just want to remind you about a couple of things. Next Monday on the Laura Longley Show, April 29th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, I'm going to be doing an all tarot show. And I'm going to be teaching you some things on that show, but I'm also going to be taking callers throughout the show to do readings. And so you really, really want to listen live to that show so that you can call in and get a free tarot reading, as well as so that you can learn the information that I'm going to be telling you about. And so you don't forget, you want to go to thelauralongleyshow.com, and in the right-hand sidebar, you want to sign up for the radio show newsletter, so that every Friday you're going to get a newsletter that tells you what's happening on the show in the coming week, as well as getting the archive, audio archives from the previous shows and the written transcripts. And it's the only way you can get those written transcripts. So if all else fails, go to lauralongley.net. You'll also see it on the homepage there. I want to thank my guest today, Sonia Choquette, for sharing such wonderful information about how to connect to our own spirit. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time, as I do every week. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And next Monday is the All Tarot Show. And next Tuesday, I'll be talking with spiritual psychiatrist Maury Pressman about his book, Living in the Supermind. As always, it promises to be a very enlightening hour. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here on Monday.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness.
Takedown our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.